Change at Oglethorpe by Peter Morford, starring Michael Williams and Peter Davison. Episode 3, The Brew That Is True.
Oglethorpe, Digwith train.
Morning, Rocket. How's it going?
Sold 4 tickets in the last quarter of an hour.
Well, that's the morning rush over, then.
What have you got there?
Area office display promotion. Meet our new member of staff.
Life-size cardboard cutouts. What will they think of next? Oglethorpe Aussie says, take the train and enjoy your journey.
Every station in the region's getting one. Digworth Dave says, take the train. Sludgeby Cyril.
I don't know. Couldn't we do better than Aussie?
Here, read the blurb whilst I sort this out. Right. To stand plastic art figure upright, score a long dotted line A, bend back until line B and line C coincide. Okay, fold flap D into slot E.
I'm none the wiser.
Basically, we're supposed to stand Ossie up outside the ticket office where he will bring thousands of new passengers flooding into the station.
With a dozy grin on its face like that. Where does it say out about ticket office, in it all?
For ticket office, read point of sale. They've got a revolting jargon all of their own, these people. Nearly as bad as academics.
Oglethorpe, Aussie. Folk won't want it, you know. Better trains and more of them. That's what we need.
I'm with you all the way, Rocket. Full flap G into slot H, ensuring base support. J is fully occluded. Right. Snap back strengthening strut K along full length of figure to ensure vertical standing position. Oh.
Don't think he's meant to bend over backwards like that somehow.
Yes. Oglethorpe Aussie says, I'm yours for a single to Sludgeby, girls. I don't think the soft porn potential of this promotion is something we should explore.
Here. Let's have a do. Flap G, slot H. It's base support J where your problem lies. Look, you've not occluded it properly. I tell you. How many degrees have you got, Dr. Clare? Yeah, but this'll do it.
Well, I suppose Aussie praying to Mecca might go down well with our Muslim friends.
Needs a length of 2x1 sticking up his back. I've got some in the old bookstall.
Good idea.
What? No lecture about misuse of station property?
We've got to display him, haven't we? And thanks to you, we have the technology. We can rebuild him. Oh, could I borrow your bike, Rocket? Want to nip into the village to get my railway magazine. Special on Gresley's A4 Pacifics this month.
A4's grand engines, they were. Aye, help you, son.
Thanks. See you later.
David? Rocket?
Bye, points.
Oh, something I said?
No, but it's early yet. See ya.
What's this, junk?
Wait for it.
Oglethorpe Aussie says take the train. Take the piss more like.
Yeah. Hold on, hold on! I'm off to my workshop in a minute. You can addle your brain then.
Oh, great, isn't it? I only get to do me Platform 1 FM show one day a week now. And then you've got the neck to complain about us using me boombox just for me own pleasure.
Pleasure? If you want something pleasurable, why don't you play some music on it instead of that rubbish?
Such as?
Like some of the stuff I listen to at home. Who is Sylvia?
Well, I don't know. Who is she?
It's a tune, you clothed.
Nah, sounds boring, man.
Yeah, if you fancy something more exotic, how about In a Persian Market? Grand and that. Old Wilson, Keppel and Betty number.
What, 3-piece with it?
You mean to say you've never heard of the Wilson, Keppel and Betty sand dance? Dum, 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 dee, dum, 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 dum.
Oh, pretty good riff.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll dig it out for you. Now then.
Cheers.
Right, pass us that Aussie. I'll see thee, point.
Aye.
Grand drop of tea that, June.
Oh, good. From 10 flowers of the banewort herb...
The next appearance petal... will appear on platform 1 of George Rocket Stevenson with his bonus pal, Ozzy Ozzy Ozzy, oi, oi, oi.
Pluck the petals...
Ozzy Ozzy Ozzy, oi, oi, oi.
Pluck...
Ozzy, oi, Ozzy, oi. Ozzy Ozzy Ozzy, oi, oi, oi. And get that tea along.
wait. How is one supposed to concentrate around here?
What are you making up there, June?
Oh, it's a sort of herbal remedy.
Old Crumwick's portions from field and forest. Are you ill, in love?
Oh, no, it's not for me. It's for David.
Thought you were doing a lot better.
Ah, well, this remedy should effect complete relief, with any luck.
If he'll take it. Funny-looking stuff, isn't it?
Oh, it's not ready yet. And I'm sure he will take it. There's been an omen. This recipe calls for the petals of 10 trefoil banewort flowers, and they only bloom for a few brief moments every 7 years. Now, you know what I do first thing every Monday morning, don't you?
Get your pies and sausages in?
I perform my wood nymph revels in Cowslip Hollow.
Oh, of course you do.
So, I was in the right place to find the banewarts, but would it, against all the odds, be the right time? As dawn came up, I was just finishing my ritual stump-thumping ceremony in honour of the guardians of the Sylvan Glade, when there, in between a drift of purple loosestrife and a discarded copy of Health and Efficiency, I saw them. A clump of trefoil banewarts in full bloom.
Fancy.
And do you know, I almost didn't see them. There I was, thumping away, when a sudden breeze blew one of the photographs from the magazine right onto my mallet.
What were photo of like?
I believe the caption read, "The men's volleyball final in full swing." And they did mean full swing, Hattie.
Shocking.
Anyway, while I was reassembling the magazine, to dispose of it, obviously.
Goes without saying. And did you?
Of course.
Oh.
Yes, it was then that I saw the banewarts in all their glory. Exactly 10 of them, just as the recipe demands. Coincidence? I think not. It was meant to be.
Makes you think. Any road, must be off. Morag McIntosh's nail extensions have come off again. I keep telling her not to play the bagpipes with them on, but she doesn't listen. See you tomorrow, love.
Yes, bye, Hattie. Where was I? Infuse the banewort tincture into water heated by fire until it boileth to ensure the full potency of the potion shall be unleashed. Unleashed. Oh, take me, David. Take me. Oh.
You got me message then? Hey, I'm gasping for a cuppa.
How could I fail to?
I could flash one down and all.
Oh, that was quick, Rocket.
Oh, I made Barry Bucknell look like a rank amateur, I do.
Brief encounter?
Miss Virgo, Arthur Sod.
Oh, Mr. Sod.
Is Mr. Clare with you by any chance?
No. He and Miss Poynter are, helping one of our disabled customers in the station car park at the moment.
Excellent. Well, two reasons for ringing, Miss Virgo. First, I trust you're enjoying Aussie.
Excuse me a moment, Mr. Sod. What's all this Aussie business?
Oh, enough cardboard cutout gimmick. Load of rubbish, man.
Yes, Aussie's great fun, isn't he?
We think so, yes. I take it a man of Mr. Clare's calibre experienced no difficulty with the erection? Miss Virgo?
Oh, no, I'm sure there's no problem there.
Good, good. Anyway, my principal reason for ringing is to advise you of an unusual traffic movement today. At about 14:30 hours this afternoon, the Royal Train is to be diverted up the Ogle Valley Line on its way to Scotland. Should reach Oglethorpe at about 14:45.
The Royal Train?
Yeah.
Will the family be on board?
That is our understanding, yes.
Oh, how exciting! And what an honour!
Of course, it'll just be passing through, but nevertheless, time enough for impressions to be formed, so shipshape and Bristol fashion is the order of the day.
Oh, absolutely. I'll empty the ashtrays.
Yes, I was thinking more along the lines of ensuring the platforms were neat and tidy.
Of course.
Right, well, I'll say good morning to you then, Miss Virgo. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Sod. Thank you. Did you hear that? The Royal Train's coming through this afternoon. Aren't you excited?
Oh, ecstatic. When are you ready with that tea?
I met them last time they came, 1946. I wasn't struck. All except for the Queen Mother. I'll tell you something now. When I was a lad, She were regarded as one of the bonniest women in the land. Lady Elizabeth Lenny the Lion, she was in them days.
Lady Elizabeth Bowes Lion.
She were a cracker, whatever she were called. And I'll tell you so much else. We got on like a house on fire, me and her. She were right upset when she had to leave. They had to drag her away at the finish.
You and the Queen Mum?
Listen, when I were in my 20s, I had the face of a matinee idol and the body of a champion weightlifter.
What were you doing with them?
I meant to look like them, you great Nelly.
Oh, I think what Point is getting at is the class difference. The gap, the chasm, the Grand Canyon between you and Her Royal Highness.
Many a tattered shirt hides a noble breast. I'm telling you, I could have been improper with the Queen Mother, but we were both spoken for, so I didn't press it.
Hey, if things had gone different, you might have become the King. King Rocket the First. Hey, been brilliant, man.
King Rocket the First?
No, she married into them Points. I suppose I would have been a lord or something.
Oh, don't talk such nonsense. If she showed any interest in you, she was merely being polite.
I know what I know. Any road, she's the only one I've got any time for.
I reckon they're all inbred, man. You can see it in their narrow, staring little eyes. Look like something Rocket stuffs down his trousers at the ferret meeting, some of them.
Well, I think Prince Charles is very handsome. And let me say that I'm appalled at you two. Our sovereign lady and her family are going to be passing through our humble little station, and all you can do is make disrespectful remarks. I might have expected it from a Mohican-haired imbecile like you, Point.
She is.
But an old soldier like you, Rocket.
Oh, I'm not saying nout about them.
Sorry I've been so long, everybody. Wound up having to push the bike.
Still feeling the effects of that unfortunate incident on your first evening with us?
Only when I sit down. Stand, walk or run.
Just as well I found that book on herbal medicines I was telling you about.
Oh, you found that?
I've already started making up a remedy for you. Be ready later on.
Oh, good.
Anyway, exciting
news. Hang on, hang on. Let's get an unbiased opinion out of the lad. David, the royals.
The royals?
The royal family, the monarchy. What do you make of them?
Oh, well, there are basically two opposing camps, aren't there? One regards the monarchy as the priceless corporeal emblem of our nationhood, the other as an unnecessary anachronism in a modern democratic society.
I think they definitely have their place.
They definitely have a lot of places. Buckingham Palace, Sandringham, Balmoral.
And they are the glories of our nation.
That's right, June. They do have more than their fair share of noble piles, do the royals.
Hey, they ought to use that preparation H. My grandad swears by it.
David, the royal train's coming through Oglethorpe.
No, really?
I knew you weren't an anarchist.
When?
4:30 at Digworth, Mr. Sod said. So about 4:45 here.
Right. We'd better get this station shining like a new pin.
No, I'm with you there. The proud name of Oglethorpe must be upheld. Used to be the best-kept station in the area at one time, you know. We won cups, the lot. I shall have to get them hanging baskets out.
That's the spirit. Where are they kept?
My conservatory. When I finish my tea, I'll get on my bike and go and fetch them. The riot of colour they are at the moment.
Oh, lovely.
Sounds good. Points, would sweeping the platform be beneath you?
Oh, no, yard room at the minute, you see, David. Sorry.
I'll bring that in all.
And I think you'd better lose that Bride of Dracula on amphetamines look as well.
You'll be asking us to put all my uniform on next.
Well, it crossed my mind, yes.
No. I'll tell you what I'll do, though. I'll keep a low profile when the train comes through. How about that?
Better than nothing, I suppose. Have you got a tea there, June?
Of course.
What else can we do to impress? Something that will make us stand out from every other station on the line.
We don't want Ormond Droid and t'others getting better of us on this job.
Hey, when the train comes through, I could moon at it. Yeah, I bet none of the others will think of doing that.
Oh, you're not supposed to show your face.
Mooning involves exposing the other end, Rocket.
With a haircut like that, would anyone notice the difference?
Oh, very funny.
Let's keep it constructive, shall we?
Why not paint some stones white and arrange them into letters that spell out, "Welcome, Your Majesty," or something?
Yes. Yes, but where could we put them so that they could be read from a moving train? Too close to the track and they would just be a blur.
How about Butternab Band?
Butternab bank.
Where's that?
Just above Crowther's Mill, David. Before Dogthwaite Tunnel.
We'd need stones the size of Stonehenge to be seen from there, June.
I know what we could do. One of them big hillside drawings. Carvings or whatever they are. Like that white horse or that bloke.
The long man of Wilmington.
Fierce gent with a knobbly club and a big tadger.
Usually referred to as the Cern Abbas Giant points.
Have you ever tried carving millstone grit? Takes 4 years, not 4 hours. And then we'd have to paint it white.
Hmm. Rocket, can you think of anything?
I could have them get me pigeons to do a ceremonial flypast over the train.
Ceremonial? How would that look any different from just pigeons flying past?
Please you, sir.
But ceremony, that is the key. Hang on. This is West Yorkshire, right?
Amazing homes.
A brass band, that's what we want. Whilst they play something appropriate, we all stand in line and wave.
Wave? We shall stand to attention and salute.
A bit regimented, but we would make a good impression.
Aye, a good impression of a load of divs.
By all points, I meant June, Rocket and myself.
I know you did.
There's only one thing wrong with this idea. It's a bit short notice for a band. And it's a costume.
Well, I suppose I could always help you out. I've got a trumpet. Yeah! I was the brass section leader of the Tyneside Young Offenders Jazz Band for 3 solid years, man.
Really?
Aye. Well, it was before I got interested in music, like.
Do you still play?
No. But it's like falling off a bike, isn't it? You never forget.
Could you play Rule Britannia or something like that?
Oh, no worries, man.
Hang on. Are we forgetting something? If the royals get an eye full of points, they'll likely have a conniption fit, won't they?
Perhaps she could hover in the ticket office.
Or in here, behind the hat stand. Few coats on it, they're not seen out.
Why don't you just tie us in a sack and dangle us from the footbridge? There are some around here who find me drop-dead fanciable, you know.
Points, of course. You're very attractive.
Huh.
All we're getting at is your personal style choice.
Let you off, then.
This hanging points from the footbridge idea has a lot of merit, I think.
Why don't I just go and stand on the footbridge?
The problem is, ceremonial trumpeters have to be seen as well as heard. If you played up there, all their royal majesties would be aware of would be a sudden inexplicable pop over their heads.
More like a fart than a fanfare.
Beautifully put.
I am seriously considering installing a swear box in here.
Naff off!
Of course! I've got it! Ozzy, he's the answer.
Ozzy?
How on earth could that thing be the answer to out?
Simple. Stand immaculately uniformed plasticard figure A on platform 1, remove speech bubble B, cut hole in face for trumpet C, hide unkempt trumpeter D behind figure, ensuring she is fully occluded, line up station and cafe staff next to figure A, cue fanfare and salute.
You mean from the royal train? It'll look as if it's a proper railman who's playing the trumpet.
Yes, Watson, that's exactly what I mean.
David, it's easy to see why you were a don.
Hey, not bad, that man.
I don't often say things like this, lad, but that is not the worst idea I've ever heard.
Oh, thanks. Rocket, could you do the alterations?
Yes, I think I could just about manage that.
Of course. Right, Rocket, you go and get the hanging baskets. Points, you get your trumpet, and I'll start clearing up on the platforms. 4 hours isn't as long as you think. See you later, June.
Come on, Points. I'll give you a crossbar on my bike.
Oh, cheers, man.
Bye, everybody. Now, how's my brainwort tincture doing? Oh, yes. Coming on.
Pass water and can, David. There we are.
This station has never looked more handsome.
We must make these hanging baskets a permanent feature.
This is Oglethorpe Garden City. Next train from platform 1 is for Digweth Junction only. One Digweth Junction! There's only one Digweth Junction!
No Louis Armstrong, is she?
Already, Calvert.
Or Miles Davis, but it hardly matters for Rule Britannia, does it?
Aye, true enough.
Right, it's 14:30. The royal train's due here at 16:45.
4:45?
4:45 is 16:45, June.
Yes, of course it is. Oh, I'm always getting mixed up with that.
We've got a good couple of hours. Time for a pre-match cup of tea. On me.
Yeah, I'll just put my stuff away.
Your herbal remedy is ready, David, by the way.
Oh, great.
Now then, we'll have less of that.
What?
I've got a bit of class here.
Oh, okay, give it a whirl.
You'll hear something now. One of the finest acts to have graced a stage anywhere were Wilson, Keppel and Betty.
Oh, aye. Why are you taking your trousers off, Rocket?
Fest and pants job, this is. I'll show you movements. You can be Betty. Chuck us that tea towel.
Tea, David. Oh, here's the remedy, by the way. Shall I just pour it in? It's only a few drops and completely tasteless.
Oh, all right then.
Oh, hello there. I wanted a single to Digworth, but there didn't seem to be anybody about.
So. Wasn't there?
No.
You drink up, David. I'll sort this out. A young girl, nose rings, leather jacket, ginger hair gelled into spikes, or a balding elderly gentleman possibly carrying a watering can and stepladder? Perhaps you didn't realise. Oh, there they are, on the opposite platform.
That's it. Keep in step. I'm back to the way when I say now. Now.
What on earth?
Quite effective, isn't it? Don't think the Gaza boxer shorts do much for Betty, though.
No.
A quick session with the IMAC wouldn't have gone amiss, either.
I'll, pay it to the end.
No, I'll get you a ticket. Excuse me a second. After I've got this chap into the ticket office, get those two off the platform and make sure they put their clothes back on.
Right. Oh, your tea.
I'll come back for it in a moment.
I'll keep it warm.
I suppose there's a good explanation for that.
I suppose there is.
Briefing counter.
Miss Virgo, Arthur Sod again. Just to let you know that the Royal Train has cleared Dogthwaite Tunnel, so it'll be with you in a few minutes.
But I thought it wasn't due until 4:45.
14:45, Miss Virgo. 2:45 in old money.
Ah.
No problems, I trust?
Oh, no.
Excellent. I'll say cheerio then, Miss Virgo. Cheerio.
Bye, Mr. Sod. Oh, June, what have you done? You two, stop that.
Hey, bit of good fun, man.
Yes, it's wonderful, but I've made a mistake. The Royal Train will be here any second.
Nay, the blooming neck.
So get your clothes on, quick.
Here, hold me trumpet.
Yeah, it's all spitty.
Why, shove it in Ozzy's gob, then. I'll get your clothes, Rocket. It'll be quicker.
I'd better bob behind your counter for a minute, if you don't mind, Jude.
No, please do. David, hurry up. Something terrible's happened.
What is it?
The Royal Train's due at any moment.
What?
Yes, it's all that silly 24-hour clock. I got mixed up, sorry.
Oh, well, it can't be helped. The platforms are spick and span and the floral displays are all in place. We're a point in... Rocket, get some clothes on.
Sure, right. I'm not cold. I've just had a drop of tea. I hope you don't mind, you.
Not the cup with the saucer on it under the counter.
Yeah. Ah,
that was for David.
It doesn't matter. I'll have one later.
Have I had time to fetch me medals? They're only in the left luggage.
No, get out of sight.
Yeah. Oh, won't be a tick. Why? I'm feeling right wick.
Hey. What's got into him?
Well, stay away from points.
We've got to pull together on this one, June.
Oh, you don't understand. Rocket has...
Rocket has what?
Well, Rocket has just taken the most powerful aphrodisiac known to man. Old Cronwick's tincture of Bainwort.
Sorry?
Yes. There was a page missing from my ancient remedy book. I only realised after you left for the ticket office that I'd made up the wrong potion. Completely by accident, David, I assure you.
You had me worried for a moment. Obviously those things are just a load of rubbish, aren't they?
They're not.
It's coming. Quick! Stand next to Ozzy.
Right.
There's no one to play the trumpet.
Well, how difficult can it be if points can do it?
That's true. Pass it.
Oh, the train's slowing, David. Points, hurry up.
What's Rocket on?
Grab this and get behind Ozzy.
Okay, okay.
Where is Rocket?
He was charging round the left luggage with a wicked glint in his eye last hour, so... Hey, put the wind up, may I scuppered, man. See, David?
Nice one, June, and it would be an aphrodisiac.
Don't tell me one of your weird concoctions has actually worked at last. Hey, I'm impressed.
Let's pray he stays out of sight.
Oh, he wasn't doing anything kinky. He just looked as if someone had stuck him on fast forward, like...
Yes, but you're not his type. David! The train! It's going to stop!
I don't believe it. All right, points. Hit it! June, salute.
Roger. It's not. It is. It's Prince Charles. He's staring right at us.
Smile and stay at attention.
No curtsy. Not you, David.
Someone didn't just get off the train, did they?
Don't think so. But somebody may have got on.
Rocket!
Hey, them ladies in waiting might not be waiting much longer, man.
Oh, let's hope they're not his type either. Oh, no. But I know who is. The Queen Mother.
Oh. Well, that's the end, isn't it? Semi-nude, sex-crazed pensioner storms royal train. Former lecturer sent to tower. I've got to get on that train and get Rocket off. As it were. Keep smiling, June. Excuse me,
Sir,
I'm the station senior. I need to come aboard for a moment, if that's possible.
That's enough of that.
Points! Oh, hello.
Sorry to bother you.
Not at all. I'm afraid it's we who are being a nuisance.
Is, your grandmother on board by any chance?
The Queen Mother? Yes, why?
Ah, where?
Next carriage.
Thank you. Just thought I'd check that she's all right and that she's not being... through here?
Yes, perhaps I should have a word with your station staff whilst we're waiting.
No, no, they're not prepared for... waiting?
For my equerry.
No one got on the train?
Got off. He needed to pop outside.
Thank goodness for that.
Mobile phone, reception difficulties, wretched things.
Yes, aren't they? Well, I'll leave you. No need to bother Her Royal Highness.
What was that on the platform?
What was what?
A wizened old man just shot past the window in his underwear.
How odd.
There he was again.
Doesn't know whether he's coming or going, obviously.
Extraordinary fellow.
Could have been a lot more extraordinary, believe me.
Ah, oh, my equerry is back. Give your staff my best wishes.
I will. Thank you.
Wonderful Victorian station.
Yes, we're very proud of it.
And of all the cardboard cutouts we've seen in the last half hour, that's the only one that can play the trumpet.
Yes. Goodbye. Ozzy, knock it off. June, stop curtsying. And Rocket, Sundown Park's that way.
David, what was he like?
Hey, I could use some of that rocket fuel, if you've got any left, June. I mean, not for the other, obviously. For me footer. Look at him run.
Come on, David, tell us.
The wagon had walked the FA Cup, man, if we could all have a drop of that stuff. Don't you think, David?
David!
David!
Insert senior grade operative A into cafe bar, B pour vast quantities of beer, C into mouth, D ensuring brain E is fully occluded. When totally inebriated, carry home to bed F and lay horizontal.
Beer. Why didn't I think of that? Beer, David! Certainly! On the house, I think.
In episode 3 of Change at Oglethorpe, Rocket was played by Michael Williams, David by Peter Davison, June by Rosemary Martin, Points by Philippa Wilson, Hattie by Madge Hindle, and Mr. Sod by Chris Emmett, with Paul Jenkins as the customer. Change at Oglethorpe was written by Peter Morfoot and produced by Gareth Edwards.